أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the person who chooses bad company over good company and his situation on the day of Qiyamah and how that will be a source of great remorse and regret for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah speaks of a complaint that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will submit before Allah on the day of Qiyamah. We know that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will possess the privilege of intercession. This is a great ni'mah that Allah has bestowed upon him and that he will enjoy on the day of Qiyamah, where he will have the opportunity to intercede on behalf of the sinners from his ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to draw out believers from the fire of Jahannam, who are sinners from the ummah, until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fully satisfied. There will be no limit to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave it up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and until he is happy and satisfied, then only will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then leave those who are in Jahannam to remain therein until they are purified, and if they are disbelievers, they will remain in there forever. Despite having this power of intercession and the bounty of intercession, there will be a group of people from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam against whom he will complain. He will lodge a complaint against them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah speaks of that complaint. Allah says, وَقَالَ Rasul. And the Rasul, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will say, Ya Rab, O my Allah, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. My people took this Qur'an as a deserted thing, as an abandoned thing. Those are the group, or those are the people from the ummah whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will complain about on the day of Qiyamah. Those who abandoned the Qur'an. Those who did not pay attention to the Qur'an. Those who did not make the Qur'an a daily teacher or a feature in their daily lives. They took the Qur'an as mahjuran. Mahjuran means something abandoned, something kept away. Meaning, mahjuran is something you have access to, but despite having access to, you ignore it. You don't pay attention to it. You don't recite it. You don't study it. You don't learn it. You don't try and understand it. You have just kept it aside. That's mahjur. It's not something you had no access to, therefore you could not make use of it. But it's something that you had all full access to, and it was kept aside. There is no shortage. There is no shortage of Quran. Today, wherever you go, there's a Quran. We carry a Quran with us. Today Allah has made it so easy that we can carry the Quran on our mobile devices. Wherever we go, the Quran is with us. We have the opportunity not to read the Quran, to listen to the Quran. Or we have the opportunity to listen to discourses about the Quran. We have the opportunity to recite the Quran. There's absolutely no excuse for us not to develop a relationship with the Quran. And it's such a serious thing that even though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enjoy that power of intercession on the day of Qiyamah, this is a group of people against whom he is going to have a complaint before Allah. So it is very, very important that the Quran becomes part of our daily lives. Whether you are reading one page a day, two pages a day, three pages a day, read something, even if it is a few lines. And whether you are at home or whether you are on travel, every musalla you go to around the world, every masjid you go to around the world, they are masahif. You'll find a copy of the Quran there. And it's important, every time you visit a masjid or a musalla, even if you have time to read half a page, do so. Why? Because the Quran intercedes on behalf of a person. Imagine we travel so far, and we travel to so many places, and there are so many masjids and musallas that we have prayed at. Imagine a Quran from all those masjids intercedes for you on the day of Qiyamah. So that is why some ulama and scholars explain that wherever you go, if there's a mushaf, there's a Quran over there, take out sometime a minute or two and just read a few lines in the Quran and put the Quran away. You will not be included amongst those who had access to the Quran yet abandoned it and did not pay any attention to it. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, there's a person, man ta'allama al-Qur'an, he learned the Qur'an, meaning Allah gave him the opportunity to learn how to read the Qur'an. So he learned the Qur'an, he knew how to read the Qur'an, but lam yata'ahadhu, he did not pay attention to it. After learning it, he kept it away. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith says, allaqahu, he hung it up. He hung it up and he kept it away. It remained on the shelf. That Qur'an on the day of Qiyamah will be hanging from his neck with a sling, and that Quran will come before Allah and it will say, Ya Rab, iqdi bayni wa baynah. Oh Allah, this person abandoned me. You decide and you be the judge between me and between him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah explains in this ayah, is he will have this complaint against certain people in the ummah. Ya Rabbi inna qawmi ittakhadu hadha al-Quran mahjura. وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. That was ayah number 30, going on to ayah number 31 of Surah Al-Furqan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoling. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not bear the fact that there were people in his community. While in Makkah al-Mukarramah, there were people there who rejected the Qur'an and who denied the Qur'an and who blatantly refused to accept the Qur'an. This is something that he could not tolerate. This was something that he found very difficult to accept. But how is it this people, knowing that this is divine revelation, are not prepared to accept it? So Allah consoled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ, in a similar way, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. We have made from amongst the sinners, we have made an enemy for every Nabi. So every other Nabi in the past as well, every Nabi who received a divine scripture, every Nabi who received a divine book from Allah, also amongst their community, you had people, enemies, adversaries, people who refused to accept the Quran. So it is only natural, it is the system of Allah. You will find people right up to the day of Qiyamah who will have objections against the Quran and who will refuse to accept it. Understand, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this had happened in the past as well. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. Allah is sufficient as a guide. Allah is sufficient as a guide and Allah is sufficient as a helper. And we learn from this that we must constantly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us connected to the Quran. This is something very important. Something we generally, or something that people tend to ignore when making dua, is to make dua to Allah to keep us attached to the good deeds that we are performing. Sometimes we take it for granted that we are going to continue performing these deeds, but we don't make dua for it. So we are making maybe dua for others who in whose life it's not found. So we have children, or we have spouses, or we have grandchildren, or we have relatives, or we have friends, and we're making dua for them. Oh Allah, bring salah in their life. Oh Allah, bring Quran in their life. Oh Allah, bring sunnah in their life. This is good. We should make the dua. The more dua you make for somebody else, the more it has an impact on your personal life. But one is also dua that we should make all the time is, Oh Allah, you have given me the ability to pray salah. Oh Allah, allow me to continue with this. Oh Allah, you've allowed me to recite Quran on a daily basis. Allow this to continue throughout my life, right until the last day of my life. So this is something, because Allah says, كَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا. Allah alone is sufficient as a guide. So rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep guiding you and to keep you with hidayah wa nasira, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is a helper who can assist you. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Another objection. We said that one of the primary themes of Surah Al-Furqan is that Allah has revealed ayat to defend the Quran, the authenticity of the Quran. So Allah speaks of the objections made by the polytheists and the enemies of Islam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the response. And that's why this chapter is in fact called Al-Furqan. Al-Furqan, the criteria, which is one of the terms and titles given to the Quran. Another objection that they had against the Quran was they said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Allah says, and those who disbelieved said, لَوْ لَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً Why? Why was the Quran not revealed to him all at once? We know that the Quran was revealed in piecemeal, bit by bit, over a period of 23 years. So an objection they made that why over a period of 23 years, why was the Quran not revealed to him all at once in one go? كذلك. Allah says, we have done it so, we have revealed it in part. Why? What's the wisdom behind that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? كَذَلِكَ It was revealed in this way, لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ So that we may fortify and we may make your heart firm through it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, through this revelation, revealing it bit by bit, piece by piece, what was one of the objectives? لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ So that we may strengthen your heart and we may make your heart firm. وَرَسْتَرْنَاهُ تَرْقِيلًا And we sent it down bit by bit. What does this mean? لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ That the Quran was sent down to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bit by bit in piecemeal in order to strengthen his heart, in order to make his heart firm. And there are a few explanations that are given. The one explanation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the memorization of the Quran to be easy for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine if the entire Quran was revealed to him at once. Memorizing it would have been a great task. It would have been a difficult thing to achieve and to accomplish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it piece by piece, bit by bit, so that it's easier on the heart. It makes it easier for the heart to memorize it. The second explanation that is given is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse and revealed responses to the objections to console the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the appropriate time. If the Quran was revealed at once, and then an objection was made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or against the Quran, or against Allah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to go and search for that ayah that will give him consolation and that will bring him comfort and that will strengthen his heart in response to that objection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it bit by bit so that when the objection was made, the ayah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt consoled and comforted by that ayah. So it was a means of strengthening the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, when any other objection was made, not only against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and against Islam, but whenever any questions were raised, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the answer and the appropriate response on that particular matter at its time. Otherwise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have to go and search. And it wasn't one book. Remember in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would have been a difficult task for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to every time now go and refer to the Quran and search for the ayah to respond to the question. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ We have sent it down in bits and pieces and in part so that we can strengthen your heart through this method of revelation. وَرَتَّرْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we revealed it to you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in peace. May Allah grant us peace.